bringing Christ to the world through the media.
Listener supported.
Here for you every day.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Thanks for joining us. Man, what an extraordinary day. Feels like a Friday to me. I'm grateful for everyone who has gotten on board with us. We've got a lot to talk about. I've been tracking these church vandals, if you will. I mean, as churches are being destroyed, statues are being broken. Got some more news for that. If I have a chance, I'll share that with you coming up. I want to take a call. Bridget in Park Ridge, Illinois, is hanging out. I want to get her on there. Before I do that, though, I want to pray. I want to pray in Thanksgiving for you, and that God will, in a very visible way, return your generosity. For everyone who has called in today and has supported this great ministry, who's supported in the past, maybe you've not given this pledge drive. I get it. It might be hard for you. I just ask that God really show you his presence, that he shows you, as he's shown me, his providence, you know, that he can never, ever be outdone. The more you give, the more blessed you are. I'm telling you, God blesses you with health, with finance. He blesses you with answered prayers. He blesses you with grace to endure your suffering. He blesses you all sorts of ways. So I just want to pray for you and for your intentions. I do want to pray that God continue to bless this apostle, that we will have the resources that we need to make our goal and to continue on with this very noble mission that God has called us to. So let's just pray. We'll pray the Memorare. We'll invoke the Mother of God. Unite your prayers to this, okay? And together, wherever you are, we're going to have a whole army of prayer warriors right now lifting their voices to the heavens. So let's pierce the clouds with our prayers as we pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Remember, most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Hey, thank you. I'll just throw this number out quickly for you if you're just joining me. We're down to the home stretch for the Relevant Radio Pledge Drive. If you've not yet donated, you can do so online at relevantradio.com or your mobile app. Those are two great ways of doing it. We'll give you an MP3. Or you can call 877-291-0123. Let me take a couple calls if you want to join me in the studio. It's always good to have you here, too. Number for the studio, 888-914-9149. Bridget is listening in Park Ridge, Illinois. Hey, Bridget, thanks for calling in. Good afternoon.
Hello, sir. How goes it?
Pretty well. I'm doing great. Feeling good today. How about you?
Oh, even better than yourself, me man. I'm calling in thanksgiving and praise to you, but we all know it comes from our sweet baby Jesus.
Amen.
But I
all glory to God.
The Divine Mercy Book. And the kicker was as soon as I opened it, my 10-month-old son went to grab it from my hands.
Yeah.
And he recognized the image right away because of my parents' house. Uh-huh. And he stuck his forehead to it, like, you know, in a nice gesture. But then on top of it, he was going to flip through the pages. And I was like, oh, it's a mommy book, no pictures, long and short. Opened it up to the picture of Saint Faustina and planted a big old wet one on it.
Mm.
And I was like, Sister Faustina, I'm like, you can't deny him. You got to be praying for us now.
I love it. Well, she promised she would do that. She promised that her mission would continue when she died. In fact, she'd be interceding in an even more powerful way for us. So definitely call upon her intercession. I've seen it. I know she's there for you. Yeah, it's great. There are a couple pictures, a picture of me in the studio there. And we've included, mm-hmm. I believe, an image of Divine Mercy that you can frame and people can have in your home. When you get to that chapter, you'll really discover what an anointed picture the Divine Mercy image is. So I hope you enjoy it. I hope you enjoy the book, Bridget. I'm glad you called. What a beautiful story.
And you're a fan of St. Joseph. I have to get one more in there. Sure. My son's middle name is Joseph, even though he's born June of 2020. And I was like, how blessed are we that we're in the year of St. Joseph now?
Yeah, that's awesome. What a great name. Can't go wrong. My middle name's Joseph, too. So we share something in common. I love that. Hey, Bridget, thank you. All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. I hope you enjoy the book. And again, some of you might say, Drew, I ordered your book like months ago. Where is it? It's coming. Part of me didn't want to talk about the book on the air just because I know a lot of people be saying, I still haven't gotten it. It's on the way. One of my colleagues in Florida, a guy who I used to work with, Joe, just received it today. I got a text from him. He says, guess what just showed up in my mail? You know, I have a friend in Pennsylvania that just got their book. So there is, there's lots of books still on the way if you haven't gotten it. If you did receive it, I'm so happy that you did. And I think you will be blessed by it. I think Divine Mercy is really, it's the remedy for the problems of the world. It's the ointment. It's the balm. It's the healing that the world needs. I mean, we've got to turn to the Lord's mercy. There's so much hatred, discord, and division in the country right now, right? So let's try to promote mercy. If you can help today, it's always good too. 888-914-9149. I'll share with you one more thing regarding mercy, and then maybe I'll take a few more calls. We'll talk about some of these statues too. I want to get into that with you today. A person wrote to me, says, look, when I got back home, I was driving to one of my teaching jobs, and the person said, I stumbled onto Relevant Radio, and I heard a man saying this Divine Mercy prayer. It was you, Mr. Mariani. I was shocked, so I tuned to the station so it would get clearer. I didn't have Relevant Radio on the dial. Your station faded out of the reception zone, and you asked your listeners to say the intentions in their heart. So I prayed. I asked for my sister to be able to come home to live with my husband and I and to continue to heal. So I started to cry, but I kept on praying. My sister did come home. My superhero of a husband insisted that she live with us. No one thought that she would be there. Everyone thought she would never make the trip. The trip itself was a leap of faith. And yesterday, when I turned on your show so we could pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet, it hit me. My sister's here. I'm holding her hand, for she is a miracle prayer. She is a healing. She's the result of divine mercy, as well as faith in God and the healing that he is doing in her. And I love that, because we don't know how God answers our prayers. And sometimes, you know, when somebody turns on the dial, they turn on the radio, they surf it, they stumble into something they hear that forever changes their lives. Remember the story of the truck driver, Denny, who was about to commit suicide. He was driving over, I think it was the I-35 bridge. He was in the Twin Cities. And he was behind in his debt. He was really drowning in his debt. And he wanted to provide for his wife and for his children. And he thought, all I have to do is bank this wheel hard, you know, hard right, and that'll be it. I'll go over. I'll careen to my death. It'll look like an accident, and my wife will be saved. Or my wife will have the money she needs. But he heard something on the radio. And he heard a voice telling him not to do that. And that's how God worked. He pulled over the bridge, pulled aside, and his life was forever changed. Jake's just telling me now he has that audio. Jake, we have the audio. Let's run it. Yeah, here's the story of Denny, the truck driver. Listen.
I know there are other truck drivers out there that are listening to this radio station, and if they're not, they should be. But I just want to encourage any other truck drivers out there, kind of a challenge out there, other truck drivers, that you can do the dollar a day pledge. I just did it. I know you can do it. Things are tight, but... you know, I know driving truck, you make enough money, you can handle losing or giving $365 to Relevant Radio.
Do me a favor. Share your story. You have such an amazing story.
I was working for a company, and I was out over by the eastern side of Wisconsin. And I was going through some hard times. And I had pulled over by in Manitowoc, I think is where I was. And I was right next to Lake Michigan. I don't know how to swim. And I was contemplating suicide. I think about it and I still start crying. I contemplated suicide because I knew that our life insurance was paid up, and I knew that we were past any cause of suicide or anything like that. I knew that it would take my wife and kids out of debt, and I knew that the finances would be straightened out if I was gone. So I was sitting there by the ramp where they load boats into Lake Michigan, and I was getting ready to drive a truck into Lake Michigan, and I was sitting there contemplating it. Started switching through radio stations. I couldn't find anything I liked. Most of the radio stations that were on were secular, and they're just blah blah blah.
Right.
And finally I heard, I believe it was Father Rocky, he basically said, if you're feeling alone right now, if you feel like you're alone right now, things cannot get better, bow your head and pray with me. And I did. And I found the radio station by accident. And I, lo and behold, obviously, I didn't plunge the car into Lake Michigan. And this is actually, that's seven years ago now.
I remember that. You and pulled over to the other side of the bridge, right? And you chose life. And
yeah.
Today, life's a lot different for you. Here you are encouraging others to support Relevant Radio, an apostolate that saved your life. It's really the Holy Spirit that's at work, and you're a real fruit of that. So thank you both for your support, for your call to action, and for your witness. Okay, brother?
Thank you. I appreciate it. You have a good day.
I just love that. That's Denny's story. See, you never know. You never, ever know how God's going to use your gift. A life is saved because somebody said, I'm going to support Relevant Radio. And that the message, you know, of truth and hope, of God's love and His mercy is on the air. Will you help? I'm going to invite you right now if you could do that. Please, we are listener-supported Catholic talk radio. I think men like Denny need it. The country needs it. That pregnant mother who wants to abort her child needs it. That person who wants to end their suffering and take their life, they need it. And you can change lives. You can touch lives. You can save lives. Look, this country, the church, the world needs the message of Jesus Christ. Call right now. There's room for you at 877-291-0123 or go online to relevantradio.com or use the mobile app. You'll be blessed for doing this. And I guarantee you, trust me, God will use your generosity. Here's a message now from Father Rocky.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, and I'd like to give a big shout out to our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. Members of our St. Joseph Society are really heroes to the mission of Relevant Radio. Our generous monthly donors have budgeted a gift of $25 or more every month for Relevant Radio. Please consider becoming a member. It helps us to budget better, it saves us money, and you'll get some wonderful spiritual benefits in return, like being included in our Mass, Rosary, and Chaplet General Intentions. Take a look at all of the spiritual benefits at relevantradio.com/Joseph. We only have today and tomorrow left in our pledge drive. We have matching funds this hour, so whatever dollar amount you give will be doubled. Please consider becoming a member of our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. Give online now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or you can call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
Just a little bit of Thursday left, and then that's it. We have one more day of pledge drive. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait to do tomorrow what you can do today. Now, we want to hear from you at 877-291-0123. It's the Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive. I'm Mike Kendall, taking a moment to join Drew Mariani to help us get to that $2.7 million need. What a day it's been, Drew, so far. Just an amazing afternoon. Had a couple of really big hours, but we need to make this one just as big. I haven't really picked a target yet of you for how many calls we want, how many people we want to step up this hour.
No, I'll leave that up to you, Mike. Whatever you think, let's do it. Let's get it. Let's have some fun.
We have 45 minutes. Is 500 people too much to ask for?
Wow.
I'll tell you what. Let's.
That's a big cup.
How about 400?
Oh, let's try for five. Why not?
Five? I mean, all right.
That's a lot. Right. I'm always preaching, hold out a big cup. I mean, that's a lot. We need a lot of people.
All right. Well, we're going to do this. We're going to say we have 45 minutes, and here's what we're going to do. Everyone who calls now, between now and the end of the hour, your dollars will be matched, okay?
Yeah,
the partnership challenge is underway. Every dollar you donate is matched 100%. Let me give you that number again, 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123. Let's hear from you. You know, Drew, it's been one of those fun weeks where every day was kind of a special day. What was it? Tuesday was May the 4th be with you. I got so tired of hearing that by the end of the day. And then yesterday was Cinco de Mayo. You know, every radio station in the country jumped on those days. But how many radio stations have mentioned today, May 6th, is the National Day of Prayer?
Yeah.
Probably not many. A lot of radio stations don't want to talk about prayer. But we do. We pray 365 days a year. We pray every hour to end abortion. We join in prayer with Mass every day, live at noon Central Time. We pray unceasingly during the family rosary across America every night. Join us in our mission to bring more prayer to America at 877-291-0123 or log on to relevantradio.com and do it on the National Day of Prayer.
I love it. 877-291-0123. And you're so right, Mike. We deliver a message that you're not going to find anywhere else. Mike held out a big cup, and I could have dialed it back to 400. He wants 500 heroic people. And I figured, why not? There's 500 generous souls right now who can really help us. Will you be part of that? Will you say, yeah, you know what? We love Relevant Radio. We're with you. We want to support. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. Be part of this hour. Let your dollar be matched 100%, but you got to call now.
Insight and analysis you won't find anywhere else. The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Wow, what a great day, Jake. Now we're looking for 500 people to join us in the next 42 minutes. That would be a miracle. I hope so.
Holding on a big cup there, Drew.
Why not? I never limit God. Hey, don't leave me hanging. Please be sure and join me. 877-291-0123. We're listener-supported Catholic Radio. We are now approaching the end of our pledge drive. We only have a few hours today, and tomorrow is it. So if you can give today, take advantage of that dollar-for-dollar match, as Mike pointed out. A lot of good news happening, though, Jake. And we talk about, you know, in this show, so much of what's going on in the world. And sometimes it can be depressing, but I always say with you, with Tom, with my team, you know, we need to find the God angle in this. Where's the teaching of the church? Where is, you know, where's the faith? Where's the light?
Yeah.
And we hope to bring that every day. And then we see, you know, as we scurry the news, you often come up with such wonderful good news stories that are out there showing that, you know what, there is a lot of good happening.
Yeah, I mean, you look around and there's so much good news, but the thing is, you're just not really going to hear about it on many of the mainstream news sources. But like you already said, Drew, you'll definitely hear about that hope here on Relevant Radio. And this is one of those pay it forward stories, Drew. I know you love those stories where someone is just giving back to someone who's invested in their lives. And I saw this story pop up on NBC, and they highlighted a fraternity, and the fraternity was mentored by this cook. This cook was just always, you know, giving them great meals and just investing in their lives. And they were able to pay it forward and give back to the cook later on when she really needed help. Here's the story.
Members of Phi Gamma Delta fraternity at Louisiana State University who pulled off a beautiful surprise for someone who took very good care of them during their time at LSU. Jesse Hamilton worked as a cook in the Fiji fraternity house for 14 years in the 80s and 90s, acting as something of a mother to the young men who lived there. So when a group of alumni heard Jesse was still working two jobs just to pay off her mortgage, they decided it was time to help her out.
I remember Jesse told me a story a long time ago about this house and what it meant to him.
Yeah. Oh, no!
Part of the problem with the house is it comes with bills and all kinds of stuff. Let's see what we got.
Oh, no.
We're going to pay your mortgage off.
Oh, no!
10 fraternity brothers surprised Jesse with that big check and a big celebration just days before her 74th birthday, calling it Jesse Hamilton Day. Some 90 members of Fiji came together to raise more than $50,000 for Jesse to pay off that mortgage as a way to thank her for looking after them for all those years. Nicely done, fellas.
I just love that, Drew. And just to hear her joy, you know, when she was so surprised that she was that her mortgage was paid off by those members of the fraternity. Just that joy is so contagious. And I just love that. Like, I love that, like, when we've been given something great, we know that we have a responsibility to give back and help someone else in a time of need. And that's just amazing to hear.
I love those stories, Jake. You know, could you imagine somebody saying, hey, your mortgage is paid off?
Like, and what?
What a dream that would be.
I wouldn't even believe them at first.
And what a blessing that is, too. I mean, I just, that is good news. I mean, that'll forever change her life. But, you know, I remember there was a couple, I admit, I was giving a talk somewhere in Illinois one day, and this was a couple, and I share this around Christmas because they prayed the St. Andrew Novena for 30 days. The man wanted to work for the local parish. He was involved in the choir. He was DRE or something. I forget what his role was, but they had like four or five kids, and they needed a home, but he couldn't afford to work for the parish, you know, if he took this job. So they prayed that the Lord would somehow make it possible. So he could. For 30 days, they turned to St. Andrew, or they turned to the Lord through the St. Andrew Novena. And, you know, a man came up to them towards the end of their novena and said to them, I want to buy you a house. And the guy thought, you want to buy me a house? What? What are you talking about? Because they were in a really small home and they needed room for their five kids. And so he's like, well, he was wondering what the guy was going to want. Is it a small home? What? The guy says, no, I want to buy you any home you want. And they drove through a neighborhood. And he goes, what about one like this? Or what about one like that?
Wow.
The man went in. He bought this family mortgage-free a house. The man was able to, the wife was able to stay home and raise the kids. He was able to work for the local parish. Their prayers were answered in absolutely miraculous ways. And I often think of that man because just as the story that you ran, you know, somebody is passing that goodness on. This man's going to do the same thing. He's going to pass on the goodness that he had in other ways. Mm. We're asking you to do the same thing now, too, if you could. Could you pass along some of the blessing that God has given to you? If you have been blessed, know that it comes from God. We could use you. We're looking for 500 generous people. 500 this hour. 500. Represent your state. I want to hear from Texas. I want to hear from Illinois. I want to hear from Missouri. I want to hear from California and from New York. I want to hear from New Jersey. I want to hear from Delaware. Come on, Florida. Come on, Carolinas. We want to hear from you all across the country, Minnesota, the Dakotas, wherever you are listening. Join us right now, okay? Utah, 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. And one of the things we often hear is, you know, parents use this as an opportunity to teach their kids. Maybe you've got your children with you. Maybe you're driving them to school or to piano lessons, or maybe you're running an errand right now. When you give, and I think that's so important, explain to your children why you're supporting the message of the faith, why you're supporting Catholic radio. Tell your kids why you're donating and make it a teaching moment. Explain to them the importance of giving back to God. Teach them about stewardship. Teach them about supporting the work of God. Teach them about the importance of giving back to God. Giving because the church is very clear in our duty to do this, you know, in so many different ways. So you can join us right now, 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123, or online at relevantradio.com or using the mobile app. Jake, I'm going to write a book one day on God's providence in my life. And there are stories, I think, that would shock everyone. If you like that story you just heard, boy, do I have some doozies. And Mother Angelica had lots of those in her ministry. Relevant Radio has lots of them as well. I'm sure you probably have a few of your own.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, Drew, I was just thinking, when you were talking about that, I was just thinking about a quote you shared from Father Rocky, that God can change things in an instant. Like, you know, so often I think we're just like convinced that, oh, our present situation is just going to stay the same and nothing's going to change. But like, God is God. And like, we limit the miracle that God can do in our life. Like, we just think that, you know, nothing's going to change. It's always going to be the same. But no, like, let's have that faith. Let's have that trust. And sometimes we're that instrument to bring about that instantaneous change for someone else, that God is calling us to be that person to make things better. And your gift of Relevant Radio is doing just that, making things better for someone else at 877-291-0123. God can change something. He can change it right now. We just have to hold out that big cup, just like you always talk about, Drew.
I love it. You know, many times the answers to our own prayers come from helping somebody else, you know? And you never know how God's going to use your gift and how he's going to bring it back to you. Hey, 888-914-9149 to reach me in the studio here. If you can help us at the studio line, we've got volunteers waiting for your phone call at 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. Thank you for whatever you can do.
We're down to 34 minutes left in the hour, and we're matching every donation that comes in. It's Mike Kendall and Drew Mariani during our Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive. I want to give you a little bit of an update, but first I want to thank some people. I want to thank everyone who has donated already. God bless you. Thank you. Especially our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society members, those who are giving to us continuously. We can count on your gift. Thank you. Now, for those who are waiting until Friday, I have a message for you. Don't. Don't wait. You know what's going to happen tomorrow. You're going to get called into a meeting, or you're going to get an unexpected plan. Something will, your plans will have to change and you're not going to have time. Do it now. We wanted to hear from 500 people before the end of the hour. We need 400 more at 877-291-0123. Do it now. Don't wait till tomorrow. 877-291-0123.
877-291-0123. Mike, my colleague here, says, hey, let's get 500 calls and 500 heroic people to step forward, 500 generous supporters who believe in the message of Catholic radio. And they say, well, maybe 400. I'm like, no, let's do five. Let's do it. We're on our way there. We've got about 30 minutes, 33 minutes left to go. And I know you might have been listening all week and have not made a gift yet. Maybe you've been listening a long time. Sometimes it takes people years before they finally make the pledge. But when they do, they're glad they did. Just know that if you're listening today, somebody made a pledge before you. Why? Because we're listener-supported. We're listener-supported Catholic radio. We depend on your generosity, your yes to God, your yes to his invitation. And trust me, when you give, you'll be glad you did. Your happiness will increase, your anxiety will decrease, and you're going to see that the fruit of Relevant Radio is the real deal. And you're going to see lives that are being changed. You're going to see truth that's being proclaimed. You're going to be glad that Relevant Radio is on the air. So I invite you to be part of that 500. We can do this. Come on.
We can do it.
I'm holding out a big cup. I'm holding out a big cup. 877-291-0123.
In a big cup, indeed. You were talking about that kind of that pay it forward theme. Listen to this. I was going through last hour's pledges. We got a big gift from Samantha and Sam. They listen to Relevant Radio, and they credit Relevant Radio with saving their marriage. And they want to ensure that Relevant Radio continues to provide encouraging programming so much to those who need it, they're paying it forward. Are you ready for this, Drew? You know how much they're paying forward?
No,
$10,000.
Wow, that becomes $40,000.
Yes.
Amazing.
There we go. If you have the capacity to give at that level, let's hear from you now at 877-291-0123. Samantha and Sam, God bless you. Thank you so much.
877-291-0123. Come on, get on board. There's room for you. We need you now.
Listener supported.
Yeah.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Only faint remnants of graffiti are left on this statue of the Blessed Virgin Mary that sits outside the entrance of Cathedral Preparatory School and Seminary in Elmhurst. On Friday, under the cover of darkness, it was vandalized.
About 3 o'clock in the morning, we saw somebody that approached the statue and very simply just spray painted it as if it was an ordinary thing for them to do, and they kind of walked away.
It was honestly very confusing because you would see a swastika, you would see a pentagram, you would see an upside down cross. Very, very confusing as to what these criminals were trying to achieve in defacing our cathedral.
A horrible act of vandalism is what those at the St. Peter's Chaldean Catholic Cathedral woke up to today.
Yeah, at least 67 instances occurred across 25 states just since May of 2020. In the past year, you probably have seen or heard some of these. I try to report on them pretty frequently here on the show. Mainstream media doesn't pick up on all these. And, you know, you might be excused for wondering if this incipient persecution of the church, not Christianity in general, but specifically the Holy Roman Catholic Church, is afoot. From all appearances, it seems to be the case. There are fires at Mission San Gabriel, in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, and fires in St. Charles Catholic Church in the Diocese of Spokane, and Spokane. And then there was arson and statues and statues being beheaded, limbs cut off, they've been smashed, they've been painted, gravestones have been defaced with swastikas, there's anti-Catholic language on America, you know, there's churches that are being burned, you know, and the destruction, the vandalism continues. And I find this troubling in this respect. And I just put a pause on it for a moment. Why? Why the sudden, rabid attack on Catholicism? You know, why are we seeing this? And again, I'm just trying to be an observer here. I'm looking at this from the 30,000 foot view. You know, why the Virgin Mary in particular? You see her statues vandalized. I go back to a little piece of history. There are many signs of our times, and they range from events in the sky to politics, right, to what we're seeing, pandemics. A lot of people try to look for signs in a lot of this. But I think a lot of signs occur under the radar, right? And one of the signs that troubles me more than any is the desecration of Christian symbols. And the reason I say this, when I used to make documentaries, I had gone to this tiny little landlocked country in the heart of Africa. It's known as Rwanda. And it was there that the Mother of God began appearing in 1981. Her visions concluded in 89. And I was there for the very last apparition of the Blessed Mother to a girl named Alphonsine Momoriki. And just before these apparitions took place, just before this horrible genocide erupted in this country. And by the way, the Virgin foretold the coming of this genocide. She warned of what loomed in Rwanda's future. But before any of the visions even started, there was a horrible, horrible rash, a mysterious rash of statue vandalism, of desecration, often of total destruction throughout the nation. You know, there were, of course, sulking political forces were behind it, I'm sure. There were Catholics on both sides of the Civil War. Some culprits have never been identified, but they focused particularly on statues of the Blessed Mother that were targeted. Of course, the Blessed Mother, who starting in November of 1981, she would appear there in what is now a fully church-sanctioned appearance of the Mother of God. The bishop who wrote a preface to a book on Kibeho, he said this, and I just want to quote him, because I was there before the genocide erupted, and I in this documentary, I didn't even include it. I couldn't imagine that prophecy was true, but I was wrong, and the Mother of God, of course, was right. The bishop said this. He says, I can't help mentioning the diabolic fury directed at the Mother of God between 1979 and 1981. The wild iconoclast removed and broke all statues that were in churches and at the crossroads throughout the whole of Rwanda. Yet voices of those in authority were not raised in protest at such sacrilegious acts. Now we're seeing the same in the U.S., right? Aren't we seeing that here today? And again, I'm not here to scare you. I'm just making an observation. Let's say I look at what's unfolding in the country and in the world. I'm an observer. I try to see the currents and the patterns, the cycles of things. I try to look at it through the prism of my faith, through spiritual lenses. Is some of this motivated by the demonic, by the diabolic, by something dark? You know, nowhere are we seeing what has happened in the African nation. But we are seeing significant violence, I think, nonetheless. I mean, there are streams of articles that you'll see. There are tons of news stories. Every week I report on this to you. Their vandalism is occurring on a weekly basis, sometimes a daily basis. And sometimes it's over and under the radar, right? But the question is it a harbinger here like it was in Rwanda? You know, the beheading of a statue in the U.S., tends to garner a little bit of news coverage locally, maybe, if you're lucky, you know. But the reports, erratic and really locally intense, they're scattered now. And it appears that there is a force out there that is taking delight in breaking things, historic statues, statues of things that are religious. And there's a predominance going on right now. And the Mother of God in particular is really being attacked. The Blessed Mother is attacked in vile ways. She's attacked also in our time, not just the attack on statues, but in vile plays and in cartoons and in, you know, secular blogs. And it goes on and on. So I just put this on your radar. I'm just throwing it out to you. I want you to discern this thing. Is it a sign of the time or is it just mischief? You know, there is a great book, if you can track it down. It's called Our Lady of Kibeho, and it talks all about Our Lady's appearances there. But, the apparitions not only foreran and foresaw exactly, they prophesied that the genocide would occur there 12 years later, but they also indicated in a more subtle fashion the outbreak of AIDS. It killed many people in that region. It turned villages in Africa really in the ghost towns. It was horrible. But the bishops of our country, they have come out, the U.S. bishops, and I'm delighted to see this. I saw a report earlier today. This comes from the USCCB. They have a list of churches that have been attacked. As I said, they chronicled just what happened from May of last year to this year, and they're seeing multitudes of incidences and, you know, dozens of statues being destroyed, as well as, you know, arson and all sorts of other defacement as well. And you know, beauty heals. You know, our prayers and our sacrifices make a difference as well. I make it the head of the of that particular committee. I think it's the Bishop's Committee for Religious Liberty. Maybe that's the one I'm thinking of. Or they've got some committees there. I'd love to get them on to take a look at the desecration that's taking place across the country, just to give you more perspective. But please pray, okay? Pray for peace in our country. You know, pray for the conversion of hearts. Pray that God in his mercy will just come into the lives of people who are doing this type of thing. Because I do think we're seeing a rise in this behavior. We see Satan more active than ever, don't we? There's such discord and division in the culture. There's such chaos and such unrest. There's such partisanship. There's division, not just in the country and in the world of politics, but in the family. What heals that? What brings unity? Jesus Christ brings healing. Jesus Christ brings unity. And we need the Lord more than ever. And I'm so convinced of it. Your kids need Jesus Christ. Maybe your spouse needs the Lord. Maybe it's the school board. You know, maybe it's that physician. You know, maybe it's that drug dealer. And we all need the Lord. There's such a rising anger in our country. What quells the anger? The peace of Christ. And what brings that to the country? I don't know of a more effective instrument of bringing Christ to the country than Relevant Radio. And again, I don't say this to diminish in any way any other apostolate or ministry that's doing that. I just have an upfront seat. I get to see the fruit of Relevant Radio. You know, it's able to give voice to our bishops, to really give them a platform. We're able to speak to leading experts when it comes to everything from vaccinations to world affairs, to military movements, to the theologians on the death penalty, on just war, on all these issues that unfold, on immigration. What's the church teach? Isn't that what we should be looking at through all this? And because Relevant Radio is so effective at that, it's changing lives. It's taking the blinders off of people. It's having people begin to pray. It's having people begin to live a virtuous life. Our founding fathers are very clear that this democratic republic, this great nation of ours, this experiment known as America, would only be successful if it was based on a virtuous people. That's it, period. Relevant Radio is fostering virtue in the culture. That's what we're doing here. And I want to invite you today to make a difference. If you love our country, and I know you do, I know you are patriots, you love the freedoms that we have, you love the fact that God can be worshipped freely in this country. I know you love the country like I do. I love my nation, you know, but I love God above all things. Will you help us bring God to the country? Your gift right now will do that at 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. We're seeing Satan become more aggressive than ever in the families, in destructions that we're seeing here, in the redefinition of human sexuality, on the attack on life. I mean, you can go down the litany of it. What's the antidote? What's the solution? It's God's mercy. It is Jesus Christ himself. Join me now. Make a pledge. I only have in this final moment about 15 minutes, a dollar for dollar pledge right now, or whatever you can donate, you will be matched 100%. Your $25 gift is matched with another $25. Your $20 becomes $40. Your $10 becomes $20. Your $1,000 becomes $2,000. Join me. Will you do it? Do it for the country. Do it for your children. Do it so that Jesus Christ can be brought to the world and into the lives of people who so desperately need him. And you know what? Those who've already given, you have done a good work. We hear so many different miracle moments. Let me share another one with you right now.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media. Here's another miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
I think his heart's deeply moved when we come together every afternoon like this and implore his mercy for whatever the intention is. If you're struggling financially, if you're going through a difficult time in your relationship, if the doctor gave you a bad diagnosis, if the car just broke down, you know, whatever the problem may be, really, God will permit suffering, but he brings good out of it. This person wrote to me, Drew, I just want to thank you for praying for my intentions, especially for good test results for my sister-in-law. She had tested positive for cancer of the breast, was in stage one, and the reports came back, it's not in the lymph node. She is happy. She credits this to prayer. I want to thank you for your prayers and for all on Relevant Radio who prayed for her. Thank you for interceding for us.
You've just heard another Relevant Radio miracle moment. We're listener supported. Give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app.
You've heard it all week. We've been asking you, we've been begging you to give hope. We haven't heard from you yet, so we want to hear from you right now as Thursday winds down. 877-291-0123 or relevantradio.com. We have a need of $2.7 million by this time tomorrow, so we need your help right now. Don't hesitate any longer. 877-291-0123. It's Mike Kendall. It's Drew Mariani. And Drew, I was just down in the data center just to kind of get an update on how things are going. And I have some really good news to start this break here. Are you ready?
I love good news. Yes, please.
How about a $5,000 gift?
Yes. Yeah. We'll take that. That gets
there
doubled.
You go. I love you that. Know 10 grand. Wow. That is $10,000 because every pledge that comes in the next 14 minutes is being matched 100% by our partners. So Caleb in De Pere, Wisconsin, thank you. Caleb called in and said that Relevant Radio has helped him during a very difficult time in his life, and this is his way of expressing his thanks to all of us here at Relevant Radio and all the listeners who support Relevant Radio. Caleb made a very generous $5,000 gift. Now, I want to take that gift, Drew, and I just want to put it to the test. Is there someone else that can match him? Is there someone with the means to give another $5,000 gift? We have 13 minutes left in the hour. If you have the capacity to make a $5,000 gift, call us now in the next 13 minutes, and we will match you 100%. 877-291-0123. I believe it can happen. And in between, Drew, we need every size gift because we only have a day left.
Wow. I don't even know where we are right now. I know we started, we're 60-some percent of the way to the goal. But we, like I said, we only have a few hours left now, and tomorrow is it. So we need some heroic giving. Look, there's room for you. And your gift makes a difference. I know you might think, well, what's my $10 or my $50 or my $100 really going to do? It's going to get matched dollar for dollar. And if you can come in, as Mike says, that big dollar amount, the $5,000, $10,000, it gets matched too. We have a few minutes left, about 13 left before I've got to sign off. So I really would encourage you to please get to the phones and join us. Make this a strong hour. Let's do it for the Lord. Let's do it for our country. Let's do it for Caleb and so many others whose lives have been changed. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. Mike?
You love stories about the saints? You get that when you tune into Relevant Radio. You like hope and inspiration. You love prayer. You love the Blessed Mother. You get all of it when you tune into Relevant Radio. 877-291-0123. And I'll give you an update, Drew. We'll see if we get that other $5,000 gift on our next break. But we want to hear from everyone right now. Time is running out. Give hope. Log on to relevantradio.com.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio. Get connected.
The true faith.
The full story.
It's the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Wow, that is great news. I'll tell you what, I'm loving it. Unbelievable. $5,000. Come on. You have a few minutes left. You can join us. Jake, you were telling me you got another story you want to share?
Oh, you are in luck, Drew. You're getting two good news stories this hour.
Wow.
Here's a story about a guy who went the extra mile to make a difference in someone's life. He could have done, you know, just a little bit of good, but he went the full extra mile. It's a mechanic who helped a lady out, and she really needed that help.
For the last 24 years, Chris Barber has been Mr. Fix-It when it comes to cars and motors.
That's just what I do.
He's a lead tech at North Smithfield's Phantom Motorworks. Several weeks ago, he met Linda Abrantz.
I just saw Linda rolling by one day, and she needed air in her tires.
I live right up the street, and
during COVID, the gym closed. So I'm like, well, I got to do something for exercise.
20 years ago, Linda was on a quad that crashed.
So I'm a T6 complete paraplegic.
She uses a wheelchair, and her truck is a driving force behind her independence.
I would have never imagined my life being as fantastic as it is now, way back then.
Something that hasn't been all that great is her wheelchair lift. She says it was cheaply made, has broken several times, and the company it came from has been unhelpful.
If a human put it together, a human can fix it.
Recently, when it broke again, she brought it to Chris.
I trusted him, and that's really hard to find a mechanic that you trust.
I empathize with trying to be mobile, trying to be independent.
Although it was impossible to get parts, for 6 weeks he worked tirelessly, reinventing the wheel, literally.
My wife is disabled, so I understand the struggle. I don't mind stepping in.
When it came time for Linda to pay,
why make their life any more difficult?
She was charged peanuts. Now, like the mechanic who fixed it, her lift is dependable.
It's the way I was brought up, you know, one hand washes the other.
It just shows that, you know, there are good people in the world.
Yeah, we need that reminder that there are good people in the world right now.
No, I believe
that.
That
was 6 weeks.
I say that all the time. I think people are just fundamentally good. They really are. Sometimes they lose their way. Sometimes circumstances influence you in a negative way. But look, there's always redemption. There's always forgiveness. There's always God's mercy. So we invite you today to be mercy. Why don't you pass it along? I remember reading, I think it was Mother Teresa who once said, you know, somebody asked her, you know, about her mission. And she says, look, if you can't feed 100 people, then feed one. I love that. Maybe you can't give the $5,000, but maybe you could make a small donation. Do great things, Mother Teresa used to say. Do all you can, you know, but do it with love. And we can't all do great things, right? But we can do small things with great love. And I love that story because that man showed love and mercy. And I think one of the crises that we have here in the country today is a crisis in saints. You know, Pope Benedict Emeritus, he said that, you know, the greatest crisis to hit the church is the crisis of saints. It's not scandals, it's not all these financial issues, it's nothing. The greatest problem we have in the culture right now is a crisis of saints, which means there's not enough of them. There aren't enough people who really personally are in touch with the Lord, who are willing to allow him to completely transform their lives. And look, I raise my hand up. You know, I'm probably one of those people contributing to that problem. I work on my sanctity every day. And I think we all are walking on that same path. But Blessed Mother Teresa, when she was asked in her opinion, you know, what was the first thing that, you know, we should do to change the church? And the answer she gave was you and I. You know, two things are clear. You know, one, Mother Teresa, you know, she knew that the church is, you know, that the church is not just other people. It's not hierarchy. It's not the Pope. It's not bishops. We're all the church. You are the church. You know, we, the baptized, are the church. And then on the other hand, her starting point is, yes, there are grounds for change. There's a need for change. Every Christian, every community of the faithful are constantly called to change. We need to change the country. We need to bless the church. You know, we need the message of Jesus Christ. That's what we need. I'm asking you, can you help us today? I have only 5 minutes left remaining in this hour, maybe about 6 minutes left. There's room for you. I could use another 30 people right now to join me in this hour. 30 people. You'd be one of those 30 people. Call 877-291-0123. It's not too late to get in. Your donation will be matched dollar for dollar. And like this man who helped that woman, like St. Teresa of Calcutta, who understood that maybe she can't take everybody off the street, but she can give love to this one person, you can do the same thing right now. Your gift will do just that. And God will multiply it. And believe it or not, you'll reach the multitudes with it. So call now, 877-291-0123, approaching the end of our Thursday. This is it. We need your help for this pledge drive. I need your help. Will you call 877-291-0123 or go online to relevantradio.com or use the mobile app. You can pledge there too. We're counting on you. I know God will bless you.
I just love when you and Jake do those good news stories, Drew. It was I enjoy that. It's always nice to have a refreshing change of pace and be able to tune in and hear hopeful stories on Relevant Radio. And instead of all the arguing and yelling and screaming that you hear on other radio networks, you can always find hope when you tune in Relevant Radio, that's for sure. And I am going to share even more hope and some good news with you, Drew. Are you ready for this? Went down to the I'm going to just read off a couple of names here and some good news. These are listeners who've called in and taken advantage of our matching dollars. Julia, $200 from New Mexico. Elizabeth, your $500 pledge is now $1,000. Elizabeth lives in Dubuque, Iowa. And George is coming in at a dollar a day. He lives in Austin, Texas. George, that dollar a day is now $2 a day, thanks to our partners. But I'm not done, Drew. You remember in the last break, I mentioned that $5,000 gift from Caleb in DePere, Wisconsin. And I said, I wonder if Caleb's $5,000 gift might inspire another $5,000 gift. Well, we just got an anonymous call from Chicago. $5,000. Yes.
Wow. That's awesome. It's so amazing.
A generous donor has been blessed with an inheritance and wanted to share some of it with Relevant Radio, called in and made that $5,000 pledge. That is now $10,000 because of our partners. And combined with Caleb's gift, that's $20,000. That's what? Am I doing that right? $20,000.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unbelievable.
It's heroic giving, Mike. It's so interesting because the Lord will sometimes give us an inheritance. Maybe he'll give you an insurance refund. Maybe you'll be surprised in your taxes. Maybe you'll win the lottery. You don't know. The Lord does provide. All we have comes from him. And I love when people can acknowledge that and say, you know what, this is a gift to me. I'm passing a portion of it along. And when we do that, you know, that good continues to ripple out and you change lives. Join us right now. We are now down to the final few minutes of this hour. We do have a dollar-for-dollar match. We didn't have it yesterday, and we need you more than ever. I need at least 30 more people before I sign off here. We can do that. So join me at 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com or the mobile app. And you also get that MP3 that Father Rocky did in this great month dedicated to Our Lady. You'll find that enriching and a real blessing. 877-291-0123.
It's not enough just to be a good Catholic and do what you're supposed to do, right? Yeah, you go to Mass on Sunday and you hear a great homily. That might make you feel better, but what do you do with that homily between Sunday and Sunday? It's not enough to take 5 minutes out of your day to read Scripture each morning. Yeah, that helps you, but what are you doing with that information, that knowledge, that enrichment to others? We're asked to be missionaries. Each of us is asked to share our faith with others. If Relevant Radio helps you do that, if we equip you with ways to be more Christ-like in the workplace and, or at home or with your friends and family, we want you to share that with others by calling 877-291-0123. Let us know how we've helped you evangelize. 877-291-0123. And by sharing your financial gifts with us, we can help multiply that on the airwaves. Over 180 radio stations, coast to coast. It's another form of sharing your faith. So when we call this our Give Hope Pledge Drive, we really mean it. Call in now. Give Hope.
That's exactly what you're doing, Mike. It's so true because, you know, I received an email from a listener in Los Angeles, and they said, hey, Drew and team, I am so blessed to have found this amazing station. I can refer to it, and she calls it the bridge in my life, meaning the path that helps me get closer to God. And I thought, what a beautiful way of describing this. You know, we're all making our way to our eternal home. And Relevant Radio is just that. It might help somebody who doesn't know the faith to be enriched by it. It might have somebody who's at a difficult time find the comfort of prayer. You know, Relevant is here in so many different ways. We need your help right now. We are down now to the final minute. It's not too late to get in. So please call 877-291-0123. Mike, it's been a fantastic day, and the needle has really moved, but we're closing in on tomorrow.
And it's so encouraging to hear from all over the country. Just heard from Iowa, Modesto, California, Naples, Florida. And I just got an email this hour from London. London, England, listening. Yes, top of the evening to you out there because it's, right? It's late at night, but
yeah,
Kevin
six,
is listening
later.
In London. Thank you. God bless you. Keep it up. Give hope. Give hope now.